Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Lamid Vav. We are holding on the bottom of daf Lamid Hey Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom of the page, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, so that we already started to read it a little bit yesterday, but what we are going to talk about is a Jew who develops a chazaka on a field that he had bought from a non-Jew. Now the person who came to be ma'arer on the field is the Jew who owned it before the non-Jew. So the question is, when a Jew says, yes, I have a chazaka because I bought this field from a non-Jew, and the halacha is that a non-Jew does not get a chazaka, even la'achar gimel shanim, in a field that he bought from a Jew, can a Jew get a chazaka in a field that he got from a non-Jew when the non-Jew himself wouldn't have been able to get the chazaka? Then the Gemara is going to teach us seven additional halachos relating to chazaka, and the first three of them are going to have in common that they're all from the same author, from Rav Yehuda, but then we're going to have a number of other miscellaneous halachos relating to chazaka, including whether there's a chazaka when what you're eating from the field is asr bahana'a, and these types of details. The Gemara is then going to move on to the issue of a chazaka on avadim. Normally, there's a big difference between developing chazaka on karka versus a chazaka on metaltalin. A chazaka metaltalin happens immediately. Chazaka on karka takes gimel shanim. What about avadim who are hukash lekarkaos but are not in fact karkaos? They move around unlike karka, and we're going to compare that to a chazaka on godros, on animals that move around and can easily come into your field. Is there a chazaka on animals? Because most metaltalin are things that you have to take possession of in order for them to come to you, in order for the owner to no longer have them. Animals could just wander and they could walk right into your field. So do we assume that there's an immediate chazaka on animals as well? Then the Gemara is going to have two different explanations of the machlokes in our Mishnah between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. If you remember, Rabbi Shmuel held that in order to have a chazaka, you don't need 36 months. You don't need 3 years. It's enough to have 3 months of the first year, 12 months of the middle year, and 3 months of the last year. Rabbi Akiva went even further. 1 month of the first year, 12 months of the middle year, and 1 month of the last year. What is that machlokas about? We're going to have two possibilities. And then the Gemara is going to on Amud Beis, the majority of Amud Beis, is going to be a discussion whether you can develop a chazaka by plowing. Does it have to dafka be achilas peros, or living in a property? What if you just plow the property? Is that enough work, enough of a benefit from the property to develop a chazaka? Do people let others plow their property without saying anything? And the Gemara is going to try to prove that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, the Gedolei Atanaim, as well as Rav and Shmuel, the Gedolei Amoraim, all hold that plowing is not a chazaka, that it is not enough to develop a chazaka. So let's begin again from five lines from the end of the page on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Amr Vidom Rab, Yisrael Abba Machmas Akum, Harehu Ka'akum. When a Jew comes with the claim that he purchased the field from a guy, he has no greater rights in developing a chazaka than the guy himself had. As Rashbam points out, Sada Shakol Yodin Shoysa Shal Yisrael. We're talking about a field that everybody knew used to belong to a Jew. Va'achla Akum Shaloshanim O Yoser. A guy lived there for 3 or more years. And he claimed that the reason he lived there was because he bought it from that Jew. Another Jew came along and bought it from that Akum, from that guy. And he too, the new Jew, the second Jew, decides also, he also stays there for 3 or more years. Lo avi chazaka, it is not a valid chazaka. Ela asi mari da'areu mapik lemididei di Yisrael. The original owner, Reuven, who originally owned the property, can go and take it away from Shimon, who had purchased it from the guy. The Yisrael leizel v'litva la'akum de'zavn minei di'ihu da'afsir anafshei. Let Shimon go and have a claim against the guy from whom he purchased it. He's the one that caused himself loss. De'lo'avle l'mizvan ara di'Yisrael me'akum ad'lemele havli shtar d'zvini d'zavanta l'mi Yisrael. It was irresponsible of Shimon to buy a field from a guy when he knew that that field used to belong to a Jew. The only time you should do that is if the guy is able to produce a shtar mecher that shows that he has in fact purchased that field. D'din chazaka lesli la'akum v'lo kol man da'asi machmasei. There is no chazaka for a guy, nor is there any chazaka for anyone who comes on account of that guy. D'stam akum gazlanim heim. That's the key. The reason there's no chazaka for a guy is the assumption is that a stam akum is a gazlan. V'yisrael yari limchos. And the reason the original Jew, the reason Reuven hasn't made a macha is because he's terrified. He's afraid to make a macha. V'hilkach lo tiknu bem chazaka. So they were never misakin this din of chazaka, because chazaka works closely together with the notion of macha. That's why if you have a situation where the owner can't make a macha, well then you can't develop a chazaka. By the guy, we consider it as if the original owner cannot make a macha because he's afraid to make a macha. So mimela, there's no chazaka. So that's what's going on over here. That's what Rabbi Damarav is mechadesh, that a Yisrael that buys a field from a guy who in turn had gotten it from another Jew, neither the guy nor the second Jew develops a chazaka. As the Gemara explains, Vayter the Gemara, Ma akum ein lo chazaka ela b'shtar, af Yisrael haba machmas akum ein lo chazaka ela b'shtar. Just like the guy himself can only really prove ownership if he still has the shtar, not enough to claim that he has purchased the field from a Jew and that he's lived there for 3 years, so too a Jew who buys it from him needs to actually have the shtar. Amar Ravavi, Amar Yisrael, the Didi Amar Li Akum, Diminach Zavna Mehemin. If the Yisrael says that the guy had told me that he bought it from you, then he's going to be believed. Rashbam on the very top, Mehemin de mida asika daite lemitanachi hachnavi av mas lemitanar nazvin teminach vachalte shnei chazaka de Mehemin hilchach malal shaber v'kushta ka'amar. That since he could have claimed that he bought it directly from the Yisrael, and instead he's claiming that the guy said that he had bought it from the Yisrael, he's going to be believed. This is a migo. Migo that he could have said that he, the Jew, Shimon, bought it from Reuven, and he would be believed to say that he bought it directly from Reuven because he has 3 years of chazaka, so he's believed to say that he bought it from the guy, and that the guy said that he had bought it from the Yisrael. Asks the Gemara, wait a second, but what's he saying? Meaning it's one thing to have a migo, but if what he's saying doesn't make any sense, so then you can't have a migo. What's he saying? That the guy told me? We believe you that the guy told you that. We just don't believe it actually happened. Why does it matter that the guy told him? If the guy himself were to come to Beis Din and say, I bought it from the Jew, we would not believe him. So it makes it better when a Jew is quoting the guy's lies than when the guy tells the lie directly, because you're quoting the guy, that makes it any better. How could that be that one is going to be believed when he says that the guy told me that he bought it from you? Ella Amar Rava. Rava said, no, we misunderstood. What it means to say is as follows. I Amar Yisrael kamei didi zavna akum minach. If the Yisrael says, not that he told me, I saw the purchase, I saw that the guy bought it from you, v'zavna ne'ali, and then he sold it to me, mehemin, he's going to be believed, migodi bayomele, anaz v'intaminach, because he could have just as easily said that I bought it from you. So since he said that I saw the purchase, good enough to say that he saw the purchase and bought it from a guy, because he could have just as easily said that he himself bought it from the guy. The Rambam in the 14th parak of Torah V'nita on Halacha Hey writes that when the Ma'arer is motzi miyad machzik, who bought it from a guy, he doesn't have to have a shvuas hasis. It's unnecessary to take shvuas hasis. The Raiva disagrees, and the Rambam says that the Ma'arer has to take a shvuas hasis. Meaning, if you're going to make a claim on this field and say, I always own this field and I don't care that you bought it from a guy, I was just afraid to make a macha, you need to take a shvuas hasis. That's machlokas Rambam in the Ravid. Magen Mishnah understands that the reason the Ravid says you're making Shavuos Hasis is based on the Tain of the Yisrael, that the guy had told me that he bought it from you. That he says that the Taina of the Yisrael in the name of the guy is enough to be mechayiv shvuas hesis. So ask the Magen Mishnah, how could that be? How could the, you know, what's normally mechayiv shvuas hesis? My word versus your word, but I have a tainas bari. So if I have a tainas bari, that's enough to be mechayiv you a shvuas hesis midrabanan. So the Magen Mishnah says, how can the tainas anachri help to make it a tainas bari? The Gemara is going to say later on in Daf Mem Hey that the nachri is assumed to not be dovrei emes asher pm dibir shav. The pasuk says, and we darshan that to mean la halacha, that they have no ne'emanus, and the whole thing is that you're saying that the goit said that he had purchased it from the Israel. How is that a tainas bari? So the Chassam Sofer writes that if that's what the Ravid is saying, then he's, you know, the Gemara's kasha over here, that the Gemara asks that since the guy himself isn't believed, how could the Yisrael ba machmaso be believed? Why didn't the Gemara just answer that when Ravi says the Yisrael is Neman, it only means he's Neman to be mashbia the guy Shvuas Hesus? Meaning, if the Ravid is right, the Gemara could have said, no, we don't really mean he's Neman. You don't have to say that I saw him buy it from you. Even if you didn't see him buy it from you, he just claimed. But according to the Ravid, that's enough to be mechayev Shvuas Hesus. So that's the kasha that they ask on the Shitas HaRavid, and in terms of how to understand our Gemara, meaning why didn't the Gemara just instead of changing the whole case, why didn't it just slightly adjust it and say that you are coming with the claim that the guy bought it from the that the guy told you he bought it from the Jew, but just enough to be mechayev a shvuas hesus. Okay, says the Gemara further. Vam Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda tells us three chidushim about chazaka. Haiman denakit magla v'tovlaya v'amar ezel igzura l'dikla d'planya d'zvant minei mehemin. A guy goes and he takes his equipment that's used to remove fruit from trees, and he says, I'm going to go and I'm going to remove the fruit from this tree because I bought the peiros, not the karka, I bought the peiros of this fruit tree from this other person. He is believed and we let him into the property to go and take the fruit. That's because we assume lo chatzu finish l'migzer dikla d'lav dilei. It would take quite a chutzpah for a person to go and start picking fruit off of a tree that does not belong to him. So we have a chazak, we have an assumption that it actually does belong to him. So the Amar of Yehuda, second chiddush of Rav Yehuda, Haiman da achzik maguda da arude ulevar loavi chazaka. If a person is machzik the part of the field that is outside of the fence that keeps away the wild animals, that is not a chazaka. What kind of fence? What are we talking about over here? So the Rashbam explains chayos hasada shabos v'ochlas hazram shabksos hasada, that there are wild animals very often near the fields. The fields are often near forest areas, and therefore there are wild animals all over the place, and it's likely that the wild animals are going to come rummaging for food, and they're going to eat all the grain out of the fields. So what people do is v'yesha osin kiros v'godrin asada umanichin karka chutz l'kir ma'at b'sadus asmuchos liyar umashlichim sham zera. What people do is they build a fence not directly on their property line, they move their fences in a little bit, and they leave some area, some land outside of their property line, and they have some plants that grow there, and that way when the chayos come, the chayos aren't going to try to break through their fence, they're not going to try, because there's going to be food for the chayos there, they're feeding the chayos pretty much from the edges of their property, so that they won't, the chayos won't do anything to their fields. Also, whatever grows there, the chayos will come and eat it. And that way, the chayos won't enter into the actual field that you're trying to grow for yourself. So someone comes and decides to be machzik on the karka that's outside of that geder, outside of that fence. Very simply, the owner of the field could say, I knew that you were there, but I didn't think it was worth making a macha'a. Because what? You're being machzik in karka that anyway I left for the chayos to eat. So the mainaf committed to me, whether you eat it or the chayos eat it. It wasn't worth making a macha'a. But not because I'm moda that it actually belongs to you. I just didn't think that it was was necessary to make a macha'a. A person only has to make a macha'a when the person who's being machzik is machzik the machzki inshi, which means he's treating it like he's the actual owner of the field. This is not a sign of ownership. This is something that's pretty much hefker, the payrolls of, that are beyond the fence. They're pretty much hefker, so that's not the machzki inshi. So that is the second halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. So my time in the Gemara explains why is it that it's not a chazak of Meimar Amar called the Zara Nami Arudei Achlile. Whatever I plant there, whatever grows there, anyway, the Arudei are going to eat. So says Rabbi Yehuda halacha number three. V'am Rabbi Yehuda Achla Arla Ein a chazaka. If a person eats Arla for part of his years of chazaka, that is not a chazaka. I mean, you go into someone's property and you eat the peros off of brand new saplings in their first 3 years, that is not a chazaka. Tanina mihachi, achla arla, shvi, suklayim, ain a chazaka. That if a person is ochel either arla or shemitah, produce from the shemitah years, or klayim, it is not a chazaka during the shemitah year. Anyone can come and take. So that's certainly not a chazaka. Arla and klayim, those are isurim. You're not allowed to eat it. So the owner is not allowed to have it himself. So why would he care that someone else is coming to take it? He's not losing anything by you taking it. Shemitah, you are allowed to have, but you have to leave it hefker for everybody else. That's part of the deal. That's how you have to treat Shemitah. I just got another shayla yesterday. So every once in a while, someone buys a bottle of wine and they realize that it's Shemitah wine. What do I have to do? You have to drink it. That's what you have to do. You have to drink it. You have to make sure that it doesn't go to waste. But you're allowed to eat Shemitah produce. So says Rashbam, Achla Arla. Rashbam has a couple of chidushim over here. First of all, he says, Achas min ha-shaloshanim ha-vyashnas Arla. It doesn't have to be that all 3 years are years of Arla, because you need three solid years to develop a chazaka. So if one of those years is not a chazaka eligible year, then it's not a good chazaka. So if one of the years is an early year, ain a chazaka. Because the Baal HaSada didn't care about that year, so he didn't make a macha about that year. Certainly, if all 3 years are early years, obviously that's not a chazaka. Second chiddush, says Rashbam, Arlo klayim achilasin beisur shviyas hefker lekol lekach lo michav lavi chazaka. Sorry, that's not a chiddush. That's just pshat, like we explained before. The reason arlo and klayim are not a chazaka is because it's achilas isur. The reason shmita is not a chazaka is because it's hefker. But here's the second chiddush. Upirish rach karsin anhachi achla arlo ushviyas uklayim harei zu chazaka. The Rabbeinu Chananel has a different girsa that it is a chazaka when you eat arla, klayim, or shmita. Says Rashbam v'lo nihira. So who thinks that is correct, that it is a chazaka? Rabbeinu Chananel. Who else? Says Tosos, hachi garis rach, achla arla shviyus uklayim havi chazaka v'chein nira l'ri ikar. The Ri agrees. The Ri thinks that is correct. That it is a chazaka when the chazaka was developed during Arla, when he was eating peros of Arla or Shemitah or Kalayim. So that's the chiddush of the Ri. But the Ri says va'ayrik shach lezmuros. We're talking about where the person wasn't eating the peros. The case is the person was eating zmuros. The person was eating. was benefiting from the branches and things of that nature, but not the actual peros itself. So a couple of things over here. First of all, we had pointed out that Rashbam explains that any of the years is an early year. It's not going to be a chazaka because the peros are also b'achila, so he doesn't care that you're there. And certainly if all 3 years. And when we say klayim not a chazaka, also the achilas peros is be'isr, so there's no reason for the guy to make a macha'a. Rabbeinu Gershom explains that when the 3 years that he was machzik are all arla, that the entire field was planted with new saplings that are all arla, and the first year some of the saplings started to be matzmiach peros and you ate those, and in the second year there were tzomeach peros, other saplings started to be matzmiach peros, and in the third year others started to be matzmiach peros. That's not a chazaka because the Baal HaSada should not have been mocha. They were not royal achilas. So the Rishonim ask on the Rashbam that there is a Gemara Maseches Ksubas Daf Pei Amud Aleph. Aleph, where the Gemara is Mochiach from Rav Yehuda that Achilas Zmuros is considered to be Achila. And that's why we say that if someone's Motzi Otzos on Nuchse Yishto, even though if someone spends money on his wife's property, even though he only benefited a little bit from it, and he spent a lot of money, Masha Hotzi Hotzi, Umasha Achal Achal. Whatever he spent, that's a loss, and whatever he ate, he ate, that's a gain, but there's no further money owed. And Rav Yehuda paskins that when he's Nena from Chavile Zmuros, that's considered an Achila, the Gemara says, oh yeah, that's Rav Yehuda L'shitaso when it comes to the din of Chazaka. So it's clear from that Gemara that this din of Rav Yehuda of eating Orla and having Chazaka is because he's Nena from the Zmuros, which are mutter, not that he's eating the peros, which are usser. Peros of Arla are usser. The branches of Arla, totally mutter. So the Rishonim point out, L'chori, he could have said that Rav Yehuda is mechadesh to dinim. And the din of Arasugya is that if he eats the peros of Arla, since are usser ba'achila, that's not a chazaka. And he's also mechadesh a second din. Then when you eat the zmuros of Arla, that is a chazaka. And that's what the Gemara in Ksubas is saying. So this machlokas that we're setting up between our girsa, that it's ain't a chazaka, and the girsa Rabbeinu Chananel, that it is a chazaka, may not be a stira at all. It's ain't a chazaka if you're eating the peros. It is a chazaka if you're eating the zmuros. So we should say that the Gemara in our sugya should have brought the din of Rav Yehuda in Ksubas as well, that when it eats zmuros shalarla, it is a chazaka, but it doesn't quote that unless you have that girsa. So it could be that the two girsos are in fact not even really arguing with each other, like the repoints out in Tosus, that it's just simply talking about where it eats muros. There is a shaila lahalacha that the poskim raise. I saw in the Panini Halacha section of the Masifta, which is for Rosh Chodesh Adar, Daviomi coincidence, he calls the Berhetiv as a suffix in Simitofresh Sadiye in Hilchus Purim. A person is Shalech Lechavero, Mishloch Manos on Purim, and it turns out the person eats it and he enjoys it, it was delicious. The problem was, now he looks at, says, that was so delicious, I want to buy more of that. That sometimes happens, you get a Mishloch Manos, I never knew this product existed, so let me look if where I can get more of that, and there's a reason that I never bought this product, it's not kosher. But it was delicious. So you read, it was the person Yotze Mishloach Manos. He sent you something that wasn't kosher and you ate it. So they talk about a case where he sends a tarnagolus that's a trefa, but any type of Yisurei Achila. And then you discover that it's a trefa. You Yotze the mitzvah Mishloach Manos. So in the Panini Alach section of the Masifta, he quotes a Chuvas Hon Yosef in Evna Ezer Simen Hay and Vav, who discusses this Shaila and a very similar Shaila. A man is Mekadesh and Isha with a chicken, and the chicken turns out to be a trefa. And the Mekadesh didn't know at the time of the Kiddushin that it was a trefa. The woman enjoys her lunch. She eats this delicious chicken. And then they find out that it was a trefa. Is she Mekudeshes or Eina Mekudeshes? Does it count as a Kiddushin? So the Shaul says that the woman should be Mekudeshes and you should be Yotzei your mitzvah Mishloach Manos based on the Gemara Bechor Estaf Lamed Zayin, that someone who shechts a Bechor and he didn't show the mum to a Kohen and he sold the Basar and then afterwards, he discovers that the mum was not a mum kavua, and he had no right to shecht, that this is not kosher food. So whatever the konim ate, they ate, and yachzer lem adam, return the money. And Rashi says, why do you have to return the money? A knas, that he sold an animal before asking the shaila, before being mara the mum, to an expert to see whether he was allowed to. So since he did something wrong, we make a knas that he has to return the money. The implication being that when you didn't do anything wrong, you didn't know that the animal is a trefa, you didn't purposely do anything wrong, so then there would be no such knas. So so the kiddushin should be chal, and you should be mekayim in the mitzvah of mishloach manos. So Birkei Yosef in Siman Tafresh Sadihei also discusses this shaila, and he's machriya that it's tali in the machlokas Rambam Raivid about eating arla shviyas and klayim that our sugya raises. That the Rambam in Toin Vinita and Perek Yud Beis Halach Yud Beis writes that this din is even when you eat the peros themselves that you get a chazaka, that it is a chazaka. Meaning the Rambam has the girsa of Rabbeinu Chananel that it is a chazaka, and does not explain that you ate only the zmoros, that you ate only the branches. The Rambam thinks it is chazaka when you eat arla, and he explains that it's talking about that you ate the peros. So against the Rashbam and against the Tosfos. So now, in order to have a chazaka, the machzik needs an achila. So apparently, the Rambam considers an achilas iser to be an achila, because sof, he's not going to have to eat lunch again. Meaning, it's not like, ah, the lunch I ate wasn't kosher, now I need to eat lunch again. No, he's full. He is his body is nourished. So it's still an achila. So by a trefa that's also by achila, you'd be mekayim the mitzvah mishloach manos as well. Whereas the Ravid is masik on the Rambam, and he says that an achila of arla and klayim that helps for chazaka is not peros, it's the zmaros, it's the eitzim, but the peros absolutely not. So the chara, according to the Ravid, there's no raya for the mishloach manos. So the Rav HaShoel, the one who asked the shayla over there, is docha that the Rambam considers it to be a chazaka, because there's together with the achilas issa there's also an achilas heter. But maybe when there's no achilas heter whatsoever, then it would not be a chazaka. Meaning he understands why in fact would the Rambam have the gears of Rabbi Nachmanel and say that eating peros of arla? What happened to the Rashbam's very valid point that the guy wouldn't make a machab because it's all achilas issa? No, it must be that you go into the field. What, the whole field, every tree is arla? No, some of the trees are arla. So part of what you ate is arla. That's where the Rambam says that you're going to have a chazaka. You ate from everything, the arla trees, the non-arla trees. That's where you have a chazaka. But if what you ate was purely iser, then ain't a chinami. That's not called an achila, not legabe being mekadesh nisha, not legabe mishloach manos, and not legabe developing a chazaka either. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Amar Rav Yosef. If a person eats shachas, the stubble of the field, the grain never fully grew and developed, that is not a chazaka, because that is not a normal way to eat. Normally, you want the field to be able to produce and to develop before you harvest anything. But if you're in the area of Mechuza, that is a good chazaka. Why? So Rashi explains, Bebikas Mechuza avi chazaka lefi shashirim him. Ubehemus lem harbe v'darkam lahachal asadus behemus k'shen shachas. They have so many animals, they just have to give the animals to eat. They have to feed their animals. They're very wealthy people. They own lots and lots of cattle. So the only way that they're going to be able to feed all their animals is if they allow the animals to eat the shachas. So it is kederach achila in those places. Amar of Nachman, tafsicha lo avi chazaka. What is tafsicha? So Rashbam explains again. Karka psucha umaleya b'koyim veinam atziya peroseha lo avi chazaka d'min ra'as alo hikper limchos. Bad land that it's not ripe for planting and plowing and growing things. So a couple of little things grow there, and you eat what grows there. That's not a chazaka, because there's no reason for the owner to want to make a macha'a. Rashbam then quotes Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish, Tafsicha sada shelo chara shosa elo hugshuma v'nashra ruach v'zarcha shemesh v'nispaka k'yong pischa charisha v'zarba gonze in a chazaka. It didn't require any preparatory work to plant there. Somehow the atmospheric conditions were such that with the rain and the wind, and somehow there were holes in the ground for you to plant in, so it didn't require plowing and digging things up, and normally you have to dig like these little trenches in order to put the seeds in and then cover them up. You didn't have to do any of that. You just threw some seeds down and it just happened. So that's not a chazaka. The person's only going to get upset when he sees that you're actually working in a field as if it were your own field. If a person invests in the field, and what he takes out of the field is only the exact amount of his investment, so he's spending money to plant the field, but then the fruit that he gets from the field is only worth as much as he spent in planting the field, that's not a chazaka, because again, that's not k'demachzikinshi, that's not the way that anyone would care to treat his own field. And a final halacha about chazaka, that when it comes to the fields of the Reish Galusa, they can't develop a chazaka in our fields because we're too afraid to make a macha against them. They're very powerful people. And we can't develop a chazaka in their fields because they're very rich people. And since they have so many properties, they can't keep track of making machaos on anyone who lives in any of the properties. They're just not so makbid about it. When they show up, they'll throw us out and they'll take back their property. But they're not going to make a macha on every time someone someone is in their property. So that's why there's no chazaka on the field of the Reish Kalusa. Different shittos from Rishonim why that is, but that's at least the shita of the Rashbam. The avadim. The Mishnah went on to say that avadim one can have a chazaka in. So it says avadim yesh lam chazaka v'amrei shlaka shakodros ein lam chazaka. Why would there be a chazaka in avadim if the halacha is godros? There is no chazaka. Godros are animals that since, but the point is, it's not that avadim are animals, but that avadim share a similar quality in that the reason there's no chazaka on godros, on animals, is that they can wander. So the fact that you have possession of an animal is not a raya that it belongs to you. It might have just wandered right into your field. Well, the same could be true of avadim. An eved could take a walk. He's not interested in being by the master anymore. He takes a walk and he waltzes right into your house and he says, I'm here, and he wants to work for you. So that's not a sign of ownership. So Amrava inlan chazaka lialter. Now what we mean when we say inlan chazaka, of course you do have chazaka in an eved, but there's no chazaka. When we say godros inlan chazaka, so it means that there's no chazaka right away, and the eved would also be no chazaka right away. Aval yesh lan chazaka liachar gimel shanim. But after 3 years, you in fact do get a chazaka in both the godros and the avadim. Unlike other metaltalin, where other metaltalin, the second you have possession of it, that's your chazaka, it's yours, no questions asked. So that's the difference between avadim and godros on the one hand versus other metaltalin on the other hand. Amar Rava imayakatan mutal barisa yesh lachazaka lialter. If the eved is a little baby in a crib and he's unable to move on his own, he's unable to wander on his own, then you have a chazaka even right away. As soon as you claim that this is mine, you're believed because he could not have wandered into your field. Says Mar Pshita, obviously he could not have wandered into your field. He's a little baby. He's in a crib. He can't move. So lo tzricha di islay ima. No, the case is that he's got a mother and ma'ud detema nechashtulma ima. I might have thought that we have to be choshesh that maybe the mother brought him there, forgot him there, and therefore it's like Godros, that it was able to wander in without you making a kinyan from the original owner. Kamashmulon, therefore comes to tell us that that doesn't happen. Emelo menashe bra. Women don't forget their children. So it's unlikely that the woman just walked into your house with the baby, forgot the baby there, left the baby there. That doesn't happen. Women don't often forget about their children. Okay. Hanu izi da'achlu chushul bin arda. Once we're on the topic of godros, the Gemara tells us that there were these goats that were eating cress in Naharda'a. Asa mari chushla, the owner of the cress came, tafsinu, so he took the goats as payment for what they ate. Vavakata intuva, and he was making a claim on even beyond the value of the goats. He claimed that they had eaten so much from his property that if the goats are worth $500, they had eaten $1,000 worth of cress. So he said, I'm keeping the goats, and I want an additional $500. So Amar Rav Huda Shmuel Yachaliton Ad Kedei Demayan. Divay Amar Lekuch Sen Biyadi. He's believed to make a taina only Ad Kedei Demayan, only up until their value. But beyond that, because up until the value, he could have just as easily claimed Lukuch Hosein Biyadi, that they're mine. He has a chazaka on them because he has possession of them, and that's all it takes to have a chazaka, is possession. So since he could have just as easily claimed that they're mine, he's believed Ad Kedei Demayan. The Ritva quotes from the Ra'ah that he could also be Tovea Yosem Kedei Demayan and hold them back until the guy pays him what he claims he owes him, because Migo, that he could have said that he bought them. But it's more likely that he would just be towing Kedei Demayan, because the other person has no reason to pay you more than their value. I mean, he'll be motivated to pay you up until their value to get them back, but why would he pay you more than their value if all you got over, all you can hold over his head is the goats themselves, which are only worth $500, let's say. So it says, but wait a second, he could have claimed the Kucha Sein Biyadi. Could have claimed the Kucha Sein Biyadi. Sounds like that he has a chazaka in these goats. I thought we said godros. There's no chazaka on godros. So it says, no, shiny, easy, the misiri, the roa. Goats are different because you give them to a shepherd. So they don't just wander. The shepherd would bring them places. But even the shepherd, he's not watching them 24/7 in the morning and the evening when they're going from one place to the other. They do wander a little bit. No, benarda, tayoy shchichi. In Arda, there are Arab merchants all over the place. They steal, and therefore people are very careful. They do not allow their goats to wander at all. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Shlosha Chadashim. Then we had a machlokas in the Mishnah, how long it takes to have a chazaka on a field. So Rabbi Shmuel said, you don't really need 36 months. You need 3 months plus 12 months plus 3 months. A total of 18 months. Rabbi Akiva said, no, not even that. 1 month plus 12 months plus 1 month. A total of 14 months. So it says, Leman near Ikabinayu. Maybe what they're really arguing about is whether plowing in a field is enough to develop a chazaka. Rabbi Shmuel Saver near Lo Havi Chazaka. Rabbi Akiva Saver near Havi Chazaka. Rabbi Shmuel holds that it would not be a chazaka. So in 1 month's time, you can plow, but you can't get any produce from it. So Rabbi Shmuel says, not good enough. You need 3 months so you can actually get produce from the field during that time. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, in 1 month's time, you can plow, and that is good enough. So says Mar Vitizbal Rabbi Akiva, my year Yechodesh, Afil Yom Echanami. You know how long it takes to plow? Not a month, it takes a day to plow. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you shouldn't require 14 months, you should require 12 months plus 2 days. Everyone agrees that the plowing is not a chazaka. What they're arguing about is how significant do the peros have to be in order to get a chazaka on those peros? Can it? Do the peros have to be reasonable sized peros, which would take 3 months to grow, or can they even be the kind of peros that would grow in a single month? Tanur Rabbanan, near Enu Chazaka, once we're on the topic of whether plowing is enough to develop a Chazaka, so we have a Machlokas Tanayim. Near Enu Chazaka, the Bryce says, V'yesh Omrim, Hareze Chazaka. And others say that it absolutely is a Chazaka. Man Yesh Omrim, who are those Yesh Omrim? Amrav Chista Rav Achahi. It is the sheet of Rav Acha. D'tanya, Nara Shana V'zara Beis. If you plow the field for 1 year and you plant it for two. Or Nara Beis V'zara Shana. You plow it for 2 years, you plant it for 1 year. Ain't a chazaka. That is not a chazaka. But Rav Acha Omer, Harezu Chazaka, that the plowing counts, that it is a chazaka. So you see, it's a machlokas tanaim, whether plowing counts toward a chazaka. Amr Rav Ashi Shil is called Gedolei Adar V'Amrli near Harez HaChazaka. He said, I asked all the Gedolei Adar and they told me that plowing is a Chazaka. So a very important point in Halacha is made now in the Gemara. Amr Rav Bibi Rav Nachman in the methodology of Halacha. Rav Bibi says Rav Nachman, my time at the Mandi Amr near Havi Chazaka, I'm sorry, will be made in a moment. My time at the Mandi Amr near Havi Chazaka, lo avinish to krivi leila ari v'shasik. Why would, what's the svara to assume that near is a Chazaka? Because people don't let other people plow their field and not say anything about it. And what's the svara to assume that plowing a field is not a chazaka? Because the guy is going to say, he's doing me a favor. He's making it easier. He's getting rid of all the weeds and all the garbage that makes it harder to plant. So after he finishes plowing, I'll say, thank you very much. And then I'll take possession of my field. So the Bnei Pum Nahara sent to Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista, give us the halacha. You know, we know it's a machlokas. What are we paskin? Is plowing a chazaka or is it not a chazaka? Amru Ravacha v'kol gedolei adar amru near hareza chazaka. He said, well, Ravacha and all the gedolei adar say that near is a chazaka. So now here's the point in halacha, in the methodology of halacha. Amru Rav Nachum Rizchak, Rabusa the Mikshav Gavri? You think it's going to be machriya the halacha when you have more people? You just bring on more people to your side of the argument? Oh, this rabbi and that rabbi and that rabbi all say. It's important to look at the names of the rabbis also that say once. You have a machlokas on the one hand, you have Rav Meish and Rav Shlomo Zalman all this way, but my rabbi and his friend and the rabbi down the block and the other rabbi down the block all disagree with Rav Meish and Rav Shlomo Zalman. It doesn't matter how many local rabbis you're going to get if they all disagree with Rav Meish and Rav Shlomo Zalman. You have to look at the names of the people. Rav, Ushmuel, Bebavel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Beretz Yisrael, Amri Nir Loavi Chazaka. Just because you can collect a long list of rabbis who say that Nir is a Chazaka doesn't help when you have the likes of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Rav, Shmuel, that all say it's not a Chazaka. Where do we find that all these people say it's not a Chazaka? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Masnisani. That's our Mishnah, because they require not just 12 months and a day of each year, of the year before and a day of the year after, but a month or 3 months. Of each. Rav Maihi, where does Rav say that it's not a chazaka. Damar vidam Rav zudiv Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva v'chamar mechazkas gimel shan miyom liyom. That Rav says that yeah, I understand Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva require 1 month or 3 months, but I think you need 3 years miyom liyom. Miyom liyom lemute mai not lav lemute near delo. Why does he say miyom liyom to tell me that plowing is not good enough? Shmuel maihi, and what about Shmuel? Where do we find Shmuel holds near is not a chazaka? Damar vidam Shmuel zudiv Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. That I note the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah of the Chachamim Omrim ad sheyigdor shalosh gediros v'yivtzor gimel betziros v'yimso gimel mesikos, that you need to harvest 3 seasons of dates, you need to harvest 3 seasons of grapes, you need to harvest 3 seasons of olives, and only then is it a chazaka, but not just plowing. Maybenai, what's enough gemina between Rav and Shmuel? They both say that you need more than just the extra month or the extra 3 months. So Rabbi Dekel Nari Kabinayu. The nafkamina between them is if you have a young date palm that produces fruits more frequently than once a year. According to Shmuel, it only needs 3 seasons of fruit production. According to Rav, you would actually need 3 years in his understanding of the Chachamim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, will pick up at the 2 dots tomorrow. All right.